This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. One of the more delicate, intricate and sensitive articles of faith is that of qadr, taqdeer and destiny. In a nutshell, the scholars tell us taqdeer is the knowledge of Allah. Allah knows it prior to its occurrence and He has recorded it in the Lawh-e Mahfuz. As Allah says in the 27th juz, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. It is easy for Allah to pre-record it because Allah knows everything. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. So that you do not over-lament your losses, nor do you become boastful on your accomplishments. The scholars tell us the proof that as humans we have choice is that when we abuse the choice, we are regretful. So you cannot argue that because it was pre-recorded, you were denied the choice. Allah pre-recorded what you were going to do. A doctor comes in, he assesses the patient and he says, this man has 30 minutes to live. And subsequently he dies in 30 minutes. Nobody says that he died because the doctor wrote it. Then we would have told him that why did you give him 30 minutes? Give him 3 days of grace. We can call the family. The doctor only advised us in advance of something that was going to happen. So Allah has pre-recorded something we were going to do. A person asked Ali radiallahu anhu, simplify taqdeer. He said, tariqun mudlimun la tasluku. It's a dark road, don't walk on it. He asked again, Ali radiallahu anhu said, bahrun amiqun la talijhu. It's a deep ocean, don't dive into it. He asked again, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, sirrullahi qad khafiya alayk. The secret of Allah, don't probe the mysteries of Allah. Now, the balance between the two is, we've been tasked to adopt measures and means. However, we are not responsible to control the outcome of the means. So as believers, we are told, drive slowly, drive carefully. As the Arabic poet said, تَخَافُ الرَّدَى نَفْسِي عَلَيْكَ. Oh my son, I'm afraid that harm must not fall on you. وَإِنَّهَا لَتَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ وَقْتٌ مُؤَجَّلُ. But I also know that my precaution cannot avert destiny. It would be wrong to abandon the means, and it would be equally wrong to adopt the means and rely on the means. The balance between the two is the adoption of the means and the precaution, but reliance on Allah, because Allah is responsible for the outcome. All precautions can be taken, but the intended result is not guaranteed. And here I leave you with a very profound hadith. Well, every hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is profound. He said, إِذَا غَلَبَكَ شَيْءٌ. When you overpowered, you took the precaution, you got up early, you left for work early, you were not negligent or reckless or careless, and you wanted to arrive in time or you have a flight, but you got onto the motorway and lo and behold, there was an accident. So you did everything within your means. Now do not say that, لَوْ فَعَلْتُ كَذَا كَانَ كَذَا. If only I went on a different lane, or I booked my flight on a different day, or I would go with a Lyft club, or I opted for something else, then I could have averted being on this road when this accident happened. But rather say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ, what Allah has decreed had occurred. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَقُلْ لَوْ. After something unpleasant has occurred, do not use the word if. If I did this, if I knew, if only, if someone advised me, if someone alerted me, I would have not married this person, I would have not taken up employment here. La taqul law, because once you use the word if, فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحْ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ, you open the doors for the devil to infiltrate and indoctrinate. In essence, take the precautions, but rely on Allah. Hope that gives you some perspective to the article of faith and taqdeer. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.